That's some footage of one of the stacks. There's a few big sea stacks which have very, very big bird populations in this, and Kildans used to go and land on them and climb on them and get birds' eggs and birds and take them away. So you can almost think of the stacks as like a field. You know, they were basically harvesting a crop of seabirds and birds' eggs during every year, seasonally. They would go to these sea stacks and harvest them. And so one of the famous stories is about people getting stuck on one of those sea stacks for months and months and months in a winter because they were left there by, dropped off a little boat and left there. And then the main island was hit really badly by a smallpox epidemic. This is in like 1727, I think it is. And the population was decimated, like 80% of the people died. And to such an extent, they couldn't row out and get them.
Excuse me, sorry, I have no idea you were...
Oh, it's all right.
I'll be away.
Is it 80%?
Yeah, so the smallpox epidemic is one of the really famous St Kilda stories, which actually happened. And it was in 1727. And it was what happened was that somebody had died in St Kilda and their body was taken over to the Western Isles, and when the clothes came back, they had somehow got the smallpox virus. That was what the smallpox virus came back with the clothes, I think. And the population got it, and it killed most of the adult population. So I think there was only one adult left on the main island. And meanwhile, this other hunting party had been off on this, because St Kilda's a group of like five islands, or three main islands, and then it has sea stacks. So this other group were hunting on them and nobody could pick them up. So they had to stay there over the whole winter, and they weren't picked up until the next year when the kind of estate factor came out to get the rent. And the population, the last adult, was able to say, please go and get these other guys, and they all survived. So that's one of the...
And did they know anything? You know, was there any way to signal them?
Well, they used to signal by stripping turf. So they would dig a line of turfs out of the grass slopes, and then there was places on the main island that you can look to the other islands and see whether there's a line of turf, and that was the way they would say we're ready to come home now. But there isn't, it doesn't really work the other way around, so they didn't, that was for signalling from this other island back to the main island to say this is, we're ready to come back, we've done all the harvesting we're going to do.
Yeah.
But in this case, in 1727, they probably didn't actually know, I think they probably wouldn't have known what had happened because they just didn't get picked up. And they must have just guessed, you know, there's been disease or there's maybe been a sort of form of piracy, because you did occasionally get people landing on islands and stealing cattle and doing things like that. So they might have wondered if like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then St Kilda was repopulated after that because the population was
just
so
with
badly
these
affected.
Few men.
With extras. They got extras, yeah. These few strong men. There was a few children and like a small group of adults that survived. Out of the population might have been like 80 to 100 or possibly a bit more at that stage. So it almost completely died out and then it was restarted. And of course the funny thing is that when it was restarted in the 18th century, it was because it was worth having. The reason people were living on St Kilda was because the owners of St Kilda wanted to have people there because they made money. You know, it was a bit of land that was owned by the Macleods of Dunvegan, and they had tenants, like you get tenants in any other part of Scotland. And they sent rent in to the owners. And if that hadn't been profitable for the owners, and if the tenants hadn't been able to make it work, there wouldn't have been people living there. But historically it was profitable. You know, they were producing loads of feathers, birds. Yeah, they did have cattle and sheep, but it was mainly the feathers that were being sold. Oil from the birds, and that the state was taking that away and either eating it, so that getting the rent in kind, or selling it on. So you've got to look at it as a farm. St Kilda was like a big farm.